Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No, don't. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40 for the Peach Bowl 2017. These are the podcasts where we discuss the bowl for exactly as long and in the exact fashion it deserves. This is the Peach Bowl between Auburn from the SEC. Having a bang up bowl season, boys. Just a phenomenal, like, thank you for the Pac-12 for doing worse and having an even more dismal bowl season. Yeah, because the SEC, it's been bad. And it could still be bad because the Peach Bowl, they're facing UCF. How many games has UCF lost this season? That'd be 0, right? We got a big old Cerro. That's an undefeated UCF team coming into the Peach Bowl. Highly motivated. Anything wrong with them? Anything happened to them?
Nope. Their coach is leaving, but he's still around.
Yeah, because he's doing the grand tour thing. So Auburn, you're in trouble, is what we're saying.
And this is the game where if you win it, no one cares.
Yeah.
It's like if you blow out UCF, people say, "Oh, you beat a mid major? That was your bowl? What were you in, like the Music City or something?"
Right. And so, if you lose it, well.
If you lose it, they write oral histories of it 10 years from now. So have a lot of fun with that, Auburn.
Yeah.
Literally nothing to gain. You might move all the way up to 6th.
Also, for the Auburn fan, really, like, at this point, if Atlanta had a frequent flyer program for just being in Atlanta, which we really should, frankly, think of the benefits of that, because Auburn fans got to come here for the
SEC championship game,
and then they get to repeat that trip just a month later by coming to the Peach Bowl.
And ain't they here to open next year?
Probably. That sounds usually, right. Usually. Plus, the good news is that it doesn't matter whether you win or lose this game. Now you know you're not going to the playoff, so it's like the SEC championship game without any stress.
And also, they are guaranteed to not be here for the title game. So
everything works. Everything's good. I get, Spencer, are you suggesting, like, you remember back in, I want to say the early 2000s, late 90s, where, like, all these weird little, Hooters had its own airline for a little bit. Are you suggesting, like, Auburn Air should be a thing, and it just flies from Auburn to Atlanta and back, and that's it?
No, because Auburn doesn't make it to Atlanta that often, let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
I did think of, like, there are certain charter services I think would be useful. For instance, I think just do for the distance, right? You need a definite Wazoo Air because they have special demands, right? We need drains in the floor.
Right.
So you just hose the whole aircraft
out.
Yeah,
just use a cargo plane. Don't worry about a commercial airliner.
Just pallets.
Just a trough running down the middle.
Yep. Just need
booze, like, trough.
Hand everyone a Camelback of, something brown, and then just carry pallets of cheap beer up and down the aisles. Right. That's it. Wazoo Air.
In case of depressurization, a mask will come down from the ceiling. Although the bag may not inflate, Fireball is flowing directly through.
So during the plane, during its like 9-hour flight all the way to somewhere remote, like Seattle.
Yeah. It'll be a 9-hour flight. They'll just go north up to the Arctic Circle and come back down. It's a great circle route from Pullman to Seattle.
Plane just driving in circles at the airport.
I do like that. First, put your own Fireball mask on, okay? And then help others. Right? Because you're not going to function if you don't get that. If in the event of a depressurization event, who fucking cares? It's wazoo. Limited oxygen has been flowing to your brain via alcohol for years. At 25,000 feet, the wazoo fans should feel perfectly normal.
You were born for this.
Yeah, they should just be like, yo, I lived through Paul Wolf. This is nothing.
Of course, one of the other things that Wazoo fans famously drank dry was
Auburn. Auburn. We're back. See? Also, this is UCF fans getting to go to a major bowl. Like, Peach Bowl's very well run. It's a big deal. Got a lot of nice stuff you can sort of, you know, dawdle and waste your time gloriously on. It's in a fairly large city here in Atlanta. You know, there's a few things you might have to explain to UCF fans. A couple of things about this, because what was the last big bowl? It was Baylor, and was it not the Alamo Bowl?
It was the Fiesta. That was a Fiesta Bowl. That was a BCS bowl.
Yeah. So this has happened before. Still not the most practiced fans when it comes to going to major bowl games, right?
Yeah.
Unless you hear them tell it. You hear them tell it. They're basically Bama now.
I agree. Being one, the largest university in the state of Florida. Don't ever forget that.
As if that's a good thing.
Yeah, they like saying
that. So you have a lot of Floridians? That's a good thing?
Yeah, we've got more Florida than any university. That's another magnificent thing. They're like, yeah, we got a med school in Florida.
Yeah. Blake Bortles College of Medicine.
This is our like school of, let's see, phrenology. This is the school of whataboutism. This is the school of
here's the leech farm.
Yeah, this is the school of handguns. Don't ask. It's just handguns. It's handgun medicine and handgun-based medicine.
If it hurts, you just shoot it off.
Handgun-based therapies, right? We've decided to solve PTSD by letting you shoot off as many light rounds as you want.
There's something to that, though.
There is.
I'll give them that.
What are you shooting them into? Spaceship Earth? At night, when it's closed? You wonder why that thing's shiny and metal? Because it's bulletproof. Yeah, where do they bounce off to? Oh, some trick-ass place in the animal kingdom. Don't worry about it. Come on.
The glorious fireworks display every night when Disney closes. Not exactly fireworks.
Yeah. The Peach Bowl itself, too. I don't know. This is at least interesting. You know, like when you look back on what bowls should be, I just want an interesting game. And frankly, Auburn-UCF doesn't happen that often, right? But especially between a really good UCF team that's undefeated at this point, trying to close out the season, highly motivated. Scott Frost, last game as head coach, versus Auburn, which is just sort of one big old question mark, capable of blowing a 17-point lead at LSU or beating Alabama outright at home or then turning around and losing badly to Georgia. I don't know.
But after beating Georgia comfortably.
Yeah, after beating Georgia comfortably, what I'm saying is you got a big old enigma with a lot of potential for disaster and success on one side, and you got an upstart who's been absolutely flawless so far. This is quality. Also, it's at 12:30. You can get it over with. It'll be over with pretty early.
Auburn really did have the It's a Wonderful Life season, where it's like, here's you, happy with family, surrounded by the people you love. Here's you, miserable, destitute. Ruined. Your town is bullshit.
I disagree. Pottersville is awesome. It looks so much more fun than Bedford Falls. People in Bedford Falls are bobbing for apples and doing things that make me want to hang myself, right? Like, let's sit and read appreciatively in front of the window so everyone can see under a lamp. And Pottersville's like, woo, booze and gambling.
Pottersville's Baton Rouge.
Pottersville's completely like, you're like, bright lights, big city. Rough dudes, loose women, Pottersville. I'm like, Pottersville sounds so much more entertaining and fun.
Pottersville bringing in the number one recruiting class.
Pottersville's totally bringing in the number one recruiting class. Do you know what Pottersville did to get the Amazon headquarters? Nothing. They don't even know what Amazon is.